if you would open your Bibles this morning to 2 Timothy, the third chapter, in the 14th verse, 2 Timothy 3:14, and we're going to continue our study there of life in the last days. How do we go about living in the last days? What should we look for? What should we try to do to counter that? How do we battle the biggest problems of the last days? And that's always great to look at. We, of course, have a lot of things going on in Ukraine today. And I don't know if you saw the email this morning or not, but the Myers and Robbie did get across the border into Romania. And we're waiting for the trying to get through security. They said it's 3:30. I think it was 3:30 there when they sent it in the morning. And they were said it'd probably take another hour to get through security. And then they're supposed to link up with some people who's going to get them on out and get them to an international airport and get them back home. So anyway, that's the plan. And just keep them in your prayers as they're trying to escape that country. Also, it's amazing to see people really value their freedom to the point that the Ukrainians have. And they basically have said, you're going to have to kill us. We're not leaving. And we're not going to surrender. So that is interesting. Ukraine has got a lot of Christians in the country. They've got a lot of Jews in the country and a lot of Muslims in the country. So that's an interesting cross mix. And you're free to worship any way you want to worship in the country of Ukraine, which is, you know, it's a nice place. If you look at the map on the back wall back there, you'll see that all around it are restricted nations. And restricted nation on that map back there means that it's against the law to practice Christianity. Whereas a hostile nation, it may or may not be against the law, but the people don't like it. You can get attacked by your neighbors, your friends, and those other things. So hostile and restricted on that map back there kind of gives you an idea of what's going on. And Ukraine's neither one of those. But it's surrounded by and close to areas that are. So we need to continue to pray for them because they do train pastors over there. They do train people to teach the Word of God, and they go out and teach the Word of God. We've seen them do that for a long, long time now. So if you would, keep them in your prayers, and we'll try to keep you updated as possible about the situation over there. I don't believe it is the Gog Magog rebellion of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Some people try to put that before the rapture, and I still don't see how you can do that. I think it's just the warm-up, no question about it, just like all the COVID passports and everything else is the warm-up to the mark of the beast. It's not the mark of the beast, but it's certainly getting the world prepared for such a thing. So we can know what to look for, and we can try to stand firm against it. And right now, the Ukrainian people, to me, are a great inspiration of standing firm against the forces of evil. So let's keep them in our prayers. Let's get ready also to look at this particular passage, and to do that, let us pray. Father, thank you again for your blessings, your tests, your opportunities. Thank you, Father, for this time in which we live. Father, it is an exciting time as we watch your word come together. We watch your deliverances. Father, we watch your test. We watch just exactly what you're doing, and we can take comfort in the fact that absolutely nothing escapes your notice. And you know what is going on in the hearts and souls of human beings all over the planet. So, Father, we have a great comfort in that and a great peace in that. I pray that you'll let us understand this verse today. Let us appropriate it into our souls. Let it be a part of who we are and the way we think. We ask that we'll have this information and have these assets to be able to face the battles of life today. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have been looking at in the first four or five verses, we saw 20 things that are characteristics of the last days. And it starts off and says, in the last days, men will be. And then it lists 20 things that are there. So, you know, that's hard to identify, isn't it? Last days. In what way is it last? Well, Jesus is becoming last in the hearts of men all over the world. People who were once Christian now profess that they don't believe in a God at all, and that's a shame. So here is the form of godliness. It says in verse 5, holding to a form of godliness but denying its power. And then we find that part of the way that they propose and they expand on this form of godliness is that they prey on the weak. They will look for people who are weak. This says entering into widows' houses, taking advantage of them. And we can see that on the television, seeing on many other things. But that's part of the last days in an unprecedented scale in the history of the world. So that's one of the ways that we know it is. We find in verse 7, ever learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. An intellectualism that's going on now. And one of the things that we find is such an amazing arrogance, because people get on the internet and they think it speaks truth, and they're going to get on the internet and figure out whether God exists or not. Well, guess what? Prince of the Power of the Air runs that show. We should realize that. Now, we can send back some of his flaming arrows and use the internet for good. That's something that the Christians have been able to do all along. But we have to realize that this intellectualism is a sign of the last days. Daniel even talks about it in chapter 12. Many will come and go, and knowledge will increase greatly on the earth. Now, what's happened to us in the last 100 years? Unbelievable, isn't it? Who'd have thought, you know, the Wright brothers finally got that little balsa wood, whatever it was, off the ground for 100 feet. And everybody said, oh, what a great deal. It was a great deal. And now we're flying halfway around the world on a tank of gas. Now, that's hard to even imagine at 600 miles an hour. Could you have imagined that 200 years ago? That anybody could even get something off the ground, much less travel at 600 miles an hour, and be able to get up in the air and stay up in the air from their part of the world to the other side of the world? Well, that's knowledge increasing. It's another example of it. And then in verse 8 and 9, we see that they're master manipulators. They are people who are able to use iniquity to their own ends. They are workers of iniquity, if you will. They will take a partial truth and twist it. They'll take a partial truth, leave out an important part of the truth, and present the partial truth as the whole truth. That's why when we're sworn into a courtroom, you're sworn in to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, see, if we were really a righteous nation, all you have to say is you promise to tell the truth. We shouldn't have to add those other qualifiers to it. You promise to tell the truth, and the answer is yes. So help you God, and then that means that you're going to get truth out of it. But now they've qualified it. Oh, tell the truth. Okay. The whole truth. Okay. Nothing but the truth. Okay. Why did they add it? Because workers of iniquity had moved in. And now they won't even let you tell the whole truth a lot of times in the trials, because sadly the attorneys in many cases are more interested in winning than they are in righteousness. And what happens when that happens? A nation goes downhill and it becomes decadent. And we've seen that in our own country. Now verse 10 to 15 is handling the facades, because these facades are they have a form of godliness. They have an intellectualism to try and tell you they're smarter than you are. They're the elites. And they use manipulation to do it. How do you handle this? Well, in verse 10 is hang on like Timothy did. Timothy was a young man. He was he'll pop up again in verse 15. We'll see a little bit more information about him. But the hang on like Timothy hung on.